Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, July 10th. We're back after a hot, hot weekend, Rachel.
I'm still on fire.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you know, it doesn't get much hotter than this in L.A., and it does get hotter in the desert. But
I was
this
in
is ridiculous.
I forgot already where I was this.
You were
in
Victorville,
and we had to turn the air conditioning in the hotel room. Like, I've never slept in temperature in 54 degree temperature.
Oh my God! So really?
One of the girls I was staying with turned it down that low, and I was like, "It's officially too, like, it's math class level."
Right?
Like,
it's too cold.
I'm too cold to sleep.
Wow. Did she agree to turn it up a little bit?
I mean, I just like, I'm going to turn it up to like a warm 64. Yeah. You know.
Oh, 64. Yeah. In my house, if I have 76, I'm happy. I don't need any colder than that.
I have to sleep where it's cold, but it was just so hot. You know, I don't even think we noticed.
Yeah, right? So you had fun there, though?
It was a lot of people. Oh, yeah, so many people. It was
a lot of weed. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's a place to be. Yeah. But I definitely can't stand the heat, and I decided to turn down an invitation to go to Burning Man, because you know what Burning Man is?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. It's a gathering in the desert, mm-hmm. and people come and they do everything, but you can't use money there. So you can't buy or sell anything. So it's everything bartering.
Okay.
And so you
What about gift cards?
No, nothing.
No gift cards.
Yeah, there's no vendors there. It's just if you want to barter, if you want something, you run out of water or something, you better bring a lot of water, too.
What if you don't have anything worth bringing?
What do you mean? I mean,
like,
food
and
drink.
What do you barter? Oh, you barter for, like, your food?
Probably, like, or, you know, if you run out of weed, you might want to
give them
something
else. It's like middle
school,
like, if you don't like your lunch, you just, like, are going to convince the other person to trade with you.
Exactly.
Okay. Like, I something have a Dasani, like I want your Evian, we're going to trade.
No, I know most people go with RVs. I can't imagine going without.
Right.
But this heat, look, I can't stand outside for 2 minutes. How would I be in a desert with 118 degrees, dust and heat, that's all.
And playing with fire.
Right. You know, well, the fire's going to be at the end, but okay.
I mean, I don't know. That's just what I picture. I've never been to Burning Man, but I've always seen the pictures.
Yeah, they build a big man and they burn it, but that's at the end, the last day.
What do you do? Is it a music fest? Is there music?
No. Not really, or maybe there is, but maybe people just bring their own. But it's not like a festival or anything, just a gathering. I mean, people create almost like streets there, like camps and stuff. The only way you can travel there is by bicycle, so you have to bring a bike. And that's it, you know. So it's sort of like a little community, a little commune for a few days.
You definitely have to be on drugs to plan something.
Right, there you go. But a lot of people go. It's a big deal. And it became, at least I found out about it, but I think it became big when Google came out, a few years ago. And I guess the owners used to go to Burning Man.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. So then, you know, when people found out, they're saying, oh, wow, it's probably a big deal.
We got to find someone who's like, let's put a festival by the ocean.
I know.
In
like,
a resort,
why not?
With masseuses and
right. Like, why desert? Because nobody owns the land, right. Probably. That's why, you know, they don't have to pay for it.
Exactly.
But probably tens of thousands of people arrived there, and I think I'll pass.
Did you hear about that festival, that the Fry Festival? That was Ja Rule and some other guy teamed up to throw. Did you hear about this festival?
No.
A couple months ago, it went viral. They like Ja Rule and this like other businessman teamed up to try and put this festival together in the Bahamas or somewhere in like a tropical island where they promise like rich kids you pay X amount, you can go to this tropical island and it'll be like there'll be models there like Bella Hadid and like Kendall Jenner. They like even helped advertise for this festival, right? So these kids actually bought tickets. They show up and like it's a disaster. It looks like a refugee camp. There's tent cities. They were showing pictures of the food, which is literally a piece of bread and like a tomato. I mean, it was a disaster.
Oh, I remember that one. Okay, so the one that turned out to be a disaster.
It was horrible. And now they're in a bunch of like legal Trouble Now, which I'm like,
whoa.
I mean, Ja Rule, like, where has he even been? And he pops up out of nowhere and he's planning this music festival. Like,
I know. It's not easy planning these things. No. I don't know about event planners. You know, it's like a million moving parts.
It was so funny.
So go figure, you know. But we're talking about being in nature and stuff. And I saw this headline. I guess this camper was awakened to a crunching sound as a bear was biting his head.
Okay. His head?
His head.
He was camping?
He was sleeping.
Right.
Yeah. It was, I think he was a counselor or something. And he, so he was sleeping and he heard this crunching sound and he was half asleep. He thought he was dreaming.
That's amazing.
And then he realized his head was inside a bear's mouth.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Can you imagine? So people scared him away and everything, but my God. So, but he's going to survive. It's just... So much for, I mean, I want to go camping, but, you know, everything is not safe anymore.
Well,
I mean, even the bears don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess you just have to, like, find gluten-free or vegan bears and just go camping by them. But I did go hiking at Runyon, and I ran into a rattlesnake.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So it can happen anywhere.
Yeah. That's true, which leads me to another story. See, we have perfect segues.
We do.
But I do want to say that we do have a guest in the studio, and we'll get to her in just a moment. Fascinating guest. We're going to have a lot of fun. This is going to be your first time with a guest in the studio, huh?
It is.
Yeah. It's Rachel's second week here. It's the fourth show, actually.
Yes.
Are you having fun?
I'm counting. I'm having a great time.
Good, good. Me too. So you were talking about the snake, and I wanted to bring this up. You know how it is in different cultures, they do different things, a lot of cruel things to women, mm-hmm. and we think it's okay. I mean, we are like the cultural relativism,
mm-hmm.
okay, which means that you have to view culture from their point of view,
right.
So you can't judge them. But they have, so in Nepal, they have a few places where they have a menstruation hut. Mm-hmm. Where they send teenage girls to when they're menstruating,
mm-hmm.
because they're not clean.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine in your family, you're menstruating,
mm-hmm.
going to the hut.
Honestly,
so,
I think that's a great idea, but can we make the hut like a Marriott somewhere in Hawaii and send me for like a week each month? And
okay.
I'm totally fine.
So you'll
with that.
Go with that.
And we can just like culturally like yeah. make it acceptable for me. I mean, that's,
right.
I trust
you'll me. Accept not being clean if you get a nice hotel.
Honestly, just send me somewhere for a week when I have my period, like away, as long as it's resort-like.
Right.
You know, Nepal seems great.
Yeah, well, not inside a shed, a cow shed.
But again,
that's what they send them to. And the girl, and this girl, 19 years old, was bit by a snake while she was in there twice.
Wow.
And died. So there you go. You know, that's the treatment of women around the world. And we always cover things like this because it blows my mind how many cultures have treated women the same way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where does it come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it come from? And because some cultures started without even knowing each other, you know? And yet they have that. But then other cultures cherish women.
I feel like it starts with, like, did you hear last week now in the Senate, or if you are going to visit Paul Ryan, he won't allow you to, specifically women, wear sleeveless outfits. So technically,
oh really, is that
going to
turn him on or something? Is that
just,
what it is?
We can't bare our shoulders.
Oh my God.
And it's like the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's the same in the countries where women have to wear veils and shit like this or cover themselves completely. It's so they would be recognized, so they wouldn't be the main reason is, okay, why do the women have to be covered like that? So the men would be turned on, right? I mean, why else would it be like that? So the men can't control themselves. So, you know, I mean, it's the same in many religions too, in Judaism too,
yeah.
the ultra-Orthodox,
mm-hmm.
they do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so much for that. Also, a couple things, but we can talk about them later. It's just that Elon Musk showed off the actual Tesla 3. Which looks amazing.
Ooh.
Looks amazing. But people, of course, are going to have to wait till 2018. That's if you put down a deposit. Only a $1,000 deposit, but
not
already 30,000 people have done it like within a few days after it was announced. So, yeah. But they're not going to make a lot of them. for a while.
Honestly, so, as long as I don't have to see another Prius.
Right?
I'm just kidding.
No. The Priuses suck, man. I hate them.
They're fun.
And you know what? I don't know. I rode in one. It was...
No, it's not the Prius. It's not. I don't have anything against the Prius. I think it's a
lot of people don't think it's a good car. Yeah, well,
I just my friend got into an accident in the Prius the other day, and she just feels like she would be safer in an SUV.
In a different car,
higher perhaps.
Right, yeah. Right. I don't know. I just it's funny we brought this up because sometimes I wonder because I've noticed that Prius drivers drive like crazy. Mm-hmm. For some reason, every time somebody like drives like crazy, it's a Prius.
It's because but then they get better gas mileage per gallon, so they think they drive faster. Away.
Well, yeah. I actually happen to think that it's because there's just a lot of Priuses.
Yeah.
So you just see a lot of drivers doing this.
They're just really pretentious.
You know?
Those pretentious Prius people.
A lot of Prius people. So every time somebody cuts you off, it's most likely to be a Prius. Mm-hmm. Just like any, it's most likely to be any car. There's just so many of them here, right?
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to bring in our guest right now, and who's been to the station before but never on this show. We're joined by Jeanette Ortega. Welcome to the show, Jeanette.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Fun. You've been visiting Table for Five the past few months and stuff.
Yes.
What do you guys talk about there?
Well, I am their health and fitness expert. So when I come in, we do a lot of different stuff on health and wellness. And so we've talked about menopause. We talk about how nutrition, how to stay on track with your health and fitness. What helps, what doesn't help, all these gadgets that are out there too. Do they work? Do they not work?
Oh, wow. So we can talk about some
about
of that,
a lot,
right?
Yeah.
Because there's some apps and stuff out there. Yeah, I wonder if they work or not and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeanette, you're a fitness and health expert, right?
Correct.
When did you get into this? Have you always been into this, into like working out and health, eating right?
I have.
Really?
Ever since I was young.
So wow. You can tell she looks
so
amazing.
So it was easy for her.
Thank you.
You try after hamburgers and french fries for all your time.
I know. I'm judging
childhood.
Myself. I had an In-N-Out. But, you know, I don't judge myself that much because I work out. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't feel guilty.
No. Yeah, yeah.
I generally had a chicken breast last night before dinner. You know, I had In-N-Out for lunch. Like,
yeah. Why not mix it up, right?
And I always tell people it's about balance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you don't want to never have anything. And
right.
you know,
you don't want to deprive yourself, right?
No.
Right? I think that's the one thing that people have a lot of problems with is they want to lose weight fast, so they fast and they deprive themselves of all the great things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here to tell you, and everybody thinks I work out or that I eat well or all that. I don't. I could be farther from the gym.
Oh.
But the thing is, people going, well, but I see you eating this fattening thing and this fattening thing. I said, yeah, but I eat healthy as well. And I also don't eat a lot.
Yeah.
You know, I have a couple meals a day, mm-hmm. and here and there, maybe a little snack or something, but that's it.
Yeah.
I said that when I eat a portion, I don't eat a lot of it,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think if you allow your stomach to shrink too, you're not going to be able to handle that much food, right?
Right. And it is really about portion control.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
So we, like, you know, watch how much we're eating. Excuse me, and then, you know, do it throughout the day.
Right.
Then the body, you know, the metabolism kicks in, mm-hmm. and then it's like, okay, I don't need that much now. That's satisfied me till the next few hours.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
So it's how we set up our bodies. Our bodies are amazing.
Yeah, right? I know, I've been reading about the body. I've got like an encyclopedia of science at home now. And don't ask me why. I've started reading
the
encyclopedia.
Internet,
no, but that's what I'm telling you. You don't know. Books are amazing. You didn't grow up with them, maybe.
Of course I grew up with books. I'm not five.
Okay.
You know?
But you said it as though it's like disgusting.
You mean those things with the hard covers and then have those sheets in between. You turn
oh,
them,
I love books.
Back.
Are you kidding me, man? I go to a bookstore, I just hold a book and I have to buy it, you know? It just,
I
don't
books,
know. Do you
yes.
love books too?
I love to read.
Yeah.
I love dead books.
But,
even magazines.
But you see. Yeah, yeah.
Now everything's
and,
online.
And you got to understand, they've done studies and found out that reading on screen, you don't remember and retain as much as when you read from paper. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed that for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But look, the internet's got its place. I'm in front of screens a lot. But a book is really a good break.
I love
books. And it's organized nice, you know, nicely with pictures and
yes.
and great explanations.
Exactly.
And yeah, you know.
Some of
so.
The best things I've ever read are books.
Yeah, yeah. But look,
Where's
the internet's
Waldo?
Got its place, you know. I mean, the thing is, look how fast.
Dr. Seuss. He's a great
Dr. Seuss. You know, one of the best philosophers ever.
Really? Huh? Yeah. So, Jeanette, let's talk a little bit about you, and then we'll go into a little more. So you got into fitness and everything. Have you lived in LA all your life?
I was born in Denver, Colorado.
Oh, really?
So, yes, grew up there for a bit, but I grew up out here in L.A. for junior high and high school, so I always say, yeah, I basically grew up in L.A.
Right, right. Yeah. But you were born there. Where in Colorado? Yes.
In Denver.
I see. And I hear Denver's great. Have you been to Denver?
I've been to Denver once, but I had a sixth grade teacher who was from there and was a huge John Elway fan.
Yes.
He was my favorite teacher, so, like, I became a John Elway fan. Like, right. I'm from Vegas. We don't even have a football team. Right. I was just like, I had like a Broncos blanket. Like my aunt got me one, and like, yeah, because like Mr. Kiefer was a Broncos fan. So
that's awesome.
I obviously have to get
it's
that.
Inbred as soon as we come out of the womb. Like, boom, you know, there's your Bronco
exactly.
outfit. So yeah,
that's true.
And I've seen the horse. That's it. When you get out of the airport, there's the haunted horse.
The horse.
Uh-huh. What's the story on that?
I don't know, okay. But I don't know the story.
You didn't live there.
It's when a bronco horse.
Yeah, no. It's not. It's like there's like a evil. I don't know.
Oh, really?
No, I don't know if it's evil. Yeah. It's just like a.
They would put an evil thing in public.
No, I mean it's like a statue or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I don't know the story behind that.
Okay, well we can check it out. See, that's what the internet's for. You look up. You know, haunted or scary
horse, whatever.
Or
I could go to the encyclopedia.
Pull out the book.
Exactly. That would take longer.
I could take my time.
Okay, look, encyclopedias are not for looking for specific things maybe quickly, but they're good to read through.
Right.
All right. So, you know, talking about Elway, I always respected him because he's a great athlete. Mm-hmm. But I hated him because the Broncos were the biggest rivals of the Raiders, at least when the Raiders were here in L.A. And I loved the Raiders when they were here in L.A. That was like the 80s, 90s. And so the Broncos were like the biggest formidable enemy. So you respect them and you hate them at the same time, you know. And they'd always kick the Raiders' ass. I don't know what it was.
How do you feel about the Raiders going to Las Vegas?
Are they?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. So much about Colorado. Yeah. We'll move.
I swear.
We obviously don't know much about Colorado.
You can look
that
up in the encyclopedia later.
Okay.
Yeah. Find out.
She's not going to let me live this down.
No. Like, whenever I picture you going home now, Sam, like, what you do for the rest of your day is, like, have, like, a glass of wine and, like, 17 encyclopedias laid
exactly.
out.
You'd see. I mean, if you look at my books, like, currently I'm reading 5, and they're all under.
At the same time?
At the same time, yeah. But you see, every day I read one a little bit. I don't have that much time, but I can't wait to start the next one. You know, you don't want to wait till you finish a book and then start next one. I'm talking about nonfiction.
I hope you don't have the same philosophy with dating women. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I like novelty.
You have to finish one and then till you move on the next.
Yeah, that. But with books, it's okay. They forgive you. But the reason we got into that is because we were talking about the human body. Yes. And yes, so I was reading on that and I'm like, and I always am fascinated what a machine the human body is,
it's
a self-sustained, you know. I mean, we have a cooling system, respiratory system, digestive system, nervous system. We have all these things. So did you become interested in really health and all that? I mean, at what age did you decide, okay, I should start actually working out and stuff? Was that like early on?
It was.
Because
I was always
kids
very active.
Don't, really.
I was always very active in school.
In school and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you play sports?
Win the jump rope contest, like elementary school.
So you had it in your body. Yeah. There you go.
High school, played volleyball. So I was always very active and I loved it.
Yeah.
But what I loved was the natural high, the endorphins when they kick in. And I was like, oh my gosh, this feels so amazing. I'm like, everybody needs to feel this. It's the best feeling in the world.
It's better than getting stoned.
Yeah.
I mean, getting stoned is a close second, but like, getting stoned and working out is even better.
I don't know how you can do that. When I get stoned, I don't want to work out.
I mean, it's all about, it's all about micro dosing and then all about how you, I think, ingest, like even you can take CBD and work out and still feel amazing or whatever, but like, you're right. There's nothing like a natural high and stuff.
Yeah. You see, I'd like to achieve that. I mean, I remember I used to work out every day, years ago. And I know what you mean. I mean, it's a great feeling. You feel your muscles. You feel everything in your body. You're firm. You're strong. You feel
sleep better.
Invincible, right?
Yeah, you really do. It's like I could take on the world.
It's mental clear. So you get good. Like so clear. Yes. Exactly. You right. do have that top of the
and
world
a
feeling.
Huge stress reliever. Everything. Like it's for everything.
And it lasts like, it does last like 24. It's crazy that feeling because like I feel that feeling all the way until I wake up the next day.
Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then it wears
you.
Off and it's like, okay, get your ass to the gym.
Right.
Again.
Get
why
up and
I
go.
Work out with a trainer because like, he's like better than a therapist, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I'm telling you, that's what we are. That's what I say.
You guys are so much better and some, and if you get a good one, like cheaper than therapy because, I mean, there's just, I talk to my trainer like a therapist, you know what I mean? I tell him about my life and then I work out at the same time. Like, what therapist makes me do that?
Right. And you're releasing, you're mm-hmm. getting it all out, having mm-hmm. the body movement. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. When did you start working out?
I was like her. I was always, I played basketball from middle school until first years of college. So I played sports. And then my parents are both really active and are very health conscious. Like they're in the gym every day. My mom wakes up and goes to the gym every day, works out with a trainer. My dad's in the gym every night after work.
Wow.
So that's was good. Ingrained in me from
yeah.
And I'm, for a girl, I'm tall. I'm like 5 or not that tall, I guess, depending
you're
on. But
tall,
like my parents made sure that my sister and I were very always into athletics somehow.
Wow, that's you see good. That's the good.
That's good,
so some kids get the push and stuff.
Yes.
So did you grow up, do you have any siblings?
I do. I have 2 brothers, 1 older, 1 younger.
Oh, cool.
And see, my
that probably
family
helps too.
Yeah. They really weren't that active though. Everyone's like, your family has to be so active, they must. I'm like, actually no.
Yeah, not everybody has to be, right?
Even not my parents.
Are your
walk.
Brothers active now? Like, are they into working out?
I mean, no, my older brother, his kids are, they're like volleyball and basketball and this, and my brother did play some basketball, but wasn't like a huge part of their life. And so that's why people are like, what, your family, we're just, they automatically think, oh, okay, your family is active,
right?
And athletes and sports. I'm like, no.
Wow. Yeah. And now, when you started your own family, did you ingrain this in your family? Do you have kids?
I do not have
kids. Oh, you don't have. So
I
you
have
don't
a
have to
doggy.
Ingrain. You don't have to ingrain it into anybody there.
But my doggies do run with me. They go on hike.
Oh,
I'm not
wow.
sure
what
kind of dogs you have.
I have a Yorkie right now.
Oh,
yeah. I also used to have a Chihuahua. So they, you know, all
it.
My animals, they'll go hiking with me and I make sure that they're healthy.
They're so fun.
So you hike too, huh? So you work out, you hike, all this stuff. Do you have time for anything else? Well, that's your work now, right? I mean, working out and being active all day, that's what you do.
It is what I do. And then I always say I own my own gym, so I always say...
Where is your gym?
It's in Northridge.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what's it called?
Extreme Results Fitness.
Okay.
So we do boot camps, yoga, spin.
Is it like group?
Boxing.
Group.
It's a lot of group fitness.
Oh, I love group.
And then
group.
We do
so good
personal
you.
Training as well and train people for competitions.
When I was in Florida, one of the clients that I worked with, I helped brand a whole entire fitness studio, mom and pop. Mm. I did everything from like help branding their website to like getting their social media started and whatnot. And in I was also working out with a trainer there, but they would also give me group classes for free. And it's just so it's good if for people who don't, one, like working out, and two, you know, aren't also able to afford a trainer, to be able to get into an environment where they can work out with people who have the same goal as them, you know. And it's much more affordable too. You're getting a quality workout, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm never gonna wake myself up and go to the gym and get a good workout on my own. I don't have the ability to push myself.
Right.
Whereas,
but it's good you recognize that, and then you get someone to help. You know, there you go.
That's what's important, is knowing what works for you.
So okay, so you actually work and you work out at the same time, which is cool. I mean, that's you know, can you imagine if we sat here and lose calories as we talk?
I'm
you know, that would
to.
Be cool, right?
I'm trying to.
We do a little, not a lot.
Yeah. So where in Northridge is it if people want to find it?
So it is on Wilbur, south of Nordoff. So I'm very close to CSUN and the Northridge Mall.
Okay.
And you said you have like a celebrity clients. Before.
Yes, I do have a couple celebrity clients.
Cool.
Be Real from Cypress Hill
has
been with me for quite some years. And so even when he goes on tour, like he just got back from tour.
Does he smell like weed when he comes into the
room? I know. No, not anymore. And he even told me, he's like, I don't smoke out anymore before I come work out. And I'm like,
after.
But yeah. So.
It's funny how it's so like everywhere now. Everybody talks about it.
Are you kidding? My trainer is really into, he's really getting into the science behind like CBD and THC and our endocannabinoid system, because we have, that's another system that our body possesses. That's right. Why THC and CBD work really well with it. So yeah, there's a lot of like there's a gym in Las Vegas that's opening that's like a cannabis friendly gym, which I'm like, where, like you're gonna be lifting and then smoking joints at the same right. time. Like, how does that even work? But there's a relationship between fitness and weed. There
oh,
is
wow.
that you'll see more of it as time goes on.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. But I think Jeanette would probably take issue with that and say, you know, don't put any poison in your body and smoke and shit like that, right?
It's not poison.
I mean, I don't know. The smoke is not good.
No,
you know,
no,
the
I mean,
tar with it. And
yeah, no, know. There. But there's like my trainer, he does, he takes edibles.
Right, right. Well, that's a different thing altogether.
And we'll work out.
Yeah, right, yeah. right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so, and how long have you had the gym for now?
I've had this particular gym going on, I think, 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So prior to that, I had a smaller studio.
Mm-hmm. So if it's Wilbur, it's like near, what, on the corner of Nordhoff there?
Yes.
Like across from CSUN?
We're south of Nordhoff.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, I know exactly where it is. That there was that hot dog stand not too far from there. Did he still
oh,
have
Cupid.
It? Yeah.
That's on Lindley. Yeah, that's a little bit down,
oh, that's Lindley. That's Why Lindley. Am I thinking? Yeah. Oh, I'm thinking Wilbur. Okay, yeah. No, you're on the other side.
So
what am I talking
about? We're a few streets down.
Yeah. You see, I haven't been to Northridge in so long, and I used to live on Lindley, for crying out loud, on the other side of this of the hot dog stand of Cal State Northridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So you're a Valley girl, pretty much, right?
I am a Valley girl.
What school did you go to?
I went to Kennedy High School.
Really?
Yes.
Is that in Northridge?
No, this is Granada Hills.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
John F. Kennedy.
Yeah. You see, that's one school I haven't been to. I used to be a substitute teacher for a while.
Where?
Oh.
In L.A. school district. So I would be, like, mostly in the Valley here.
My dad went to Grant. And Milliken? For middle school?
Your dad did?
My dad went to Grant.
Right.
For high school.
But I was a substitute teacher, like, you know, not when your dad was a kid, so I wouldn't have known him.
No, but I was saying, was it at Grant? Like, did
Oh, no, no. I think I was at Grant a couple times.
Yeah.
Isn't Grant, like, where is it? Like, Winnetka kind of?
It's
Chatsworth?
Like Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Van Nuys.
It is. You see, I'm all confused with all the schools. Yeah. I used to go to so many.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't think... I think I know where it is. I think
what did you
like,
teach?
Isn't it like on a corner street or something?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I know where it is. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's that?
What did you teach?
Well, I was a substitute teacher, so any place they'd send me, I never realized, I don't know why it didn't occur to me, that the kids are looking at a sub and going, this is a day off.
Right?
I mean, for me, it's like, let me teach them some stuff. I'm really excited to teach. That's why I became a sub, because I could get a certification for that, and then later I could get, like, you know, the credentials for a full teacher. And... And always, I always had to deal with behavior problems, you
yes.
know, because I was a sub.
Right.
And that's why they're behaving like this. If that's
when
a regular
you walked
teacher,
in, they were like, party time.
Exactly. But I got to tell you, in the honors classes, the behavior was immaculate.
Really?
They actually let you teach.
I was never an honor student.
They want to be there, you know? So it's amazing.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Yeah. And so after that, did you go to college or did you decide into business right away?
I did go to college for a bit.
Okay.
I did. And then I also started working as a trainer and teaching all these classes at all the different gyms. So I was... Everywhere.
Does it take for you to get certified to become a personal trainer?
It doesn't really take that long.
It's more about taking the passing the test,
passing
and
the test,
doing
yeah.
your hours or whatnot.
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's so many different ways to get certified that you can even do it online nowadays. You can't.
Yeah.
You don't need to go and take the class, but. So it depends. Like some people take a while. They're like, oh, there's too much information. But I'm like, just get it done. Like. Study it, take it, do it, and then just get out there to apply it.
Yeah.
So I did that for many years. I was at all the different gyms and just loved it.
Wow.
So I started getting more and more and more.
Yeah.
Then I...
And then eventually you wrote a book. We'll get into your book in a few minutes, you know.
I did write a book.
Once we get into it, we won't be able to get out of it. So
right.
I'm sure there's a lot of stuff in there. But
pages?
I know. I love pages. I love books. You see, I just look at the book. I feel good.
Yes.
I've heard of this ancient technology.
Right.
So now when people come to you, they're in all different weights and sizes, right?
Yes.
Do you sometimes see results where someone comes really heavy and then they suddenly become like really fit? Like, it takes a while, obviously, right? Like, months and months of hard work. Correct. But you see it, right? You see those people, like, on The Biggest Loser, where they actually look different.
Yes, absolutely. Right? So we definitely have all different
all sizes.
Types, all sizes, all shapes, every, you know. So absolutely. So I have some that are you know, have a lot to lose.
Right.
And I have some that maybe don't have that much to lose, but they're still so out of shape.
Wow.
And have, skinny fats. Yeah, I hate.
I know.
Are like, I'm skinny fat, so they're thin, but they have no stamina. They're ready to pass out. And, you know, so people automatically assume they're in shape because they're thin.
I know. Right. That's me climbing up to the top. Like, that's what made me realize. Like, I am skinny fat. I climbed up to the top of the stairs and I'm out of breath. Like, I can't even hike up. I was hiking up that same Runyon Trail, and this little girl, she must have been about 7. She was not in shape at all. Like this.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. You know, and she was gone up to the trail much faster than I did. And I'm like,
wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't climb inclines if I don't have to. Put it that way. Especially in the sun and the heat.
Yes.
Yesterday was horrible, man. You know, so when you go by the beach, it's like a drop of 30 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amazing. It was nice. I was in San Diego and then came back. I'm like,
Yeah, right?
Big difference.
I know. That's LA for you. But that's a nice thing about it. You get all kinds of climate and weather and terrain and shit like that, you know. So that's
It's great for working out and being active.
How was San Diego? Did you have fun?
Yes, it was. Yeah. It was actually a book signing in San Diego. It was at a CrossFit gym. One of my co-authors in the book, she is a big CrossFit person. So we did a book signing there. We did a workout, and it was a fundraiser for somebody as well. And then we did
there's like people who hate on CrossFit? Have you heard about those people?
Oh, yeah.
Why do they hate on it so much?
I just think CrossFit is such a culture, too.
Yeah.
So they get really hardcore into CrossFit. Like, there's nothing else but CrossFit. Like, it's a CrossFit church, basically.
Right.
Right? So I think those that don't understand it or haven't been involved in that type of community or something like that, they feel different.
They hate on it. And I always, like, I do body, or I don't know what it is, like a circuit training with my trainer or whatever. And I always get a lot of my girlfriends, they're like, oh, you train? Like, what are you training for? And like, also, aren't you afraid of you're like getting too muscular?
Right.
And like, you don't even realize like a type of exercise I'm doing is leaning me out so good. The body that you like, this is the body that makes me happy. You know, it's all about what makes you happy.
And it's a misconception.
It's just, that
people
women
shouldn't get that
lift
big.
Weights.
Like, we don't have the testosterone.
Right. We're not built that way.
Yeah.
And also, but it is true. Like, I mean, if you're doing everything right and you're eating right, you will look, you know, you'll lean out and you'll look good and you won't have that bulky. But if you want to look that way too, that's fine as well. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just,
there's different ways to eat. Mm-hmm. It's all.
Yeah. So now, you know what? Let's bring the book into the picture now, because I want to talk about some things you have in there. Tease the little the people a little bit, because I think by now you guys realize that Jeanette is the real thing. Right? And she's been doing this. Yeah, you know, I mean, this is her life, and she lives it. And just like the CrossFit, I mean, you do live this also, right? I mean, it's part of you. But I know my son, I think, still does CrossFit. He did for a while really rigorously. Mm-hmm. And it does add a lot to your self-esteem as well. You know, confidence. You feel strong, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's a big mindset.
Right. Do you do CrossFit too, or is
I do CrossFit here and there. I'm not.
Right.
That's not my soul type.
Right.
I enjoy it once in a while. So I enjoyed the workout this past weekend over there at CrossFit. But I do really enjoy keeping it balanced for myself. So
right.
I love kickboxing. I love yoga.
Oh wow!
I'll definitely do my weight training. I'll do the high intensity, which is CrossFit like workouts as well, boot camps. So I just mix it up quite a bit, and that's you know, something that our bodies need too. We need muscle
confusion.
Can't be
doing the same.
Right. So when you're doing different things, it, you know, your body's like, whoa, I haven't done this for a while. So then it starts to change form.
Right?
Yeah. People are like, I'm plateauing. I'm looking the same. I'm like, okay, let's change it up.
Yeah.
Change things up, you know.
Now, is there such a thing as working out too much? I mean, can people hurt themselves?
Oh, yeah. There's overuse injuries all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
So what do you recommend, like, for someone? Let's talk about people starting out, okay? Mm-hmm. Because, like, many people don't work out. They don't know what to expect.
Right.
What can someone expect? They come to you. They come to your gym. They're not fit. Let's say they're not necessarily fat or overweight, but they're just out of shape.
Right.
You know, what do you do? Do you first check out how they eat, what they do during the day? How does it work?
So when they first come in, there's always, you know, questions like, what has your routine been? What do you do? What's your goal? And so they'll be very honest. So I'll just ask a lot of questions for them to open up and be like, I haven't worked out for 6 years.
Yeah.
Or I have this injury. I had this. Then I didn't work out for because of that, because of the injury. And so usually when they're a first timer, we'll take it easy and always tell them, take it at your own pace.
Right.
Don't try to keep up with, you know, my client over here who's been with us for like 5 years.
Yeah, try to compete, right.
And so we kind of do a circuit so I could see what their strengths and weaknesses are. And also, you know, gauge where their cardio is, their stamina.
Right.
So a lot of them sometimes, the first 2 weeks are always the hardest when you're starting a routine.
Yeah.
And so they're going to be sore. They're going to, you know, couple their first few workouts, they get dizzy, they feel nauseous.
Yeah.
Because the body's not used to it. So now the body, you know, the muscles are working. So the oxygen gets pulled from the brain to go to the muscles. So then they get lightheaded and it's dizzy because the body isn't used to it yet. So it takes a few weeks for the body to be like, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't need to pull from the brain so much. Now I can balance it out. I know what they're doing. So it takes some time. So I really am trying to set them up to be like, this is how long it's going to take. It takes a little while. Don't get frustrated. Stay consistent.
Yeah.
You have to keep coming, even if you're sore. And we try, like, one thing I never appreciated about some trainers, like, they always want to kill people to make them so sore. But then some people never want to come back.
Exactly,
also.
Right.
So you have to really find that balance with people and really work with them and understand what's going to make them tick, what's going to keep them coming, what's going to keep them inspired and motivated. And so,
right. And especially in the beginning, you don't want anything competitive or anything, because like you said, you don't want them competing with anybody else. And I think that's what CrossFit is. In a way, you're competing with people all
completely,
the time, right?
Yeah.
And
that's how injuries happen, because
right.
I'm just
you
gonna
push
do
yourself.
I'm going
right.
to go heavier and your form may not be the best. And I mean, it happens anywhere when you're working out and you're trying to be competitive with somebody.
Right.
There
right.
is good competition. It makes you work harder, but you also have to really,
yeah,
you have to be with, you have to know yourself. And I know
and
myself, I'm highly competitive.
Too.
So
yeah.
I have to watch myself.
Wow. Do you get into competitions and stuff with fitness? And what are those competitions about? What do they measure?
So, yes, I am what's called a WBFF pro, a bikini pro. So I competed in fitness and bikini for over 10 years.
Wow.
So I got a lot of national titles and I got my pro card. And so...
So how do they judge that? What, like by the muscles that are defined and visible? I mean, how do they judge things like that?
It is stage presence, your poise, also the symmetry of the body.
Ah, wow.
So it's all that. It's the whole package, really. And
yeah.
so, you know,
very
you
interesting,
can have...
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, you know, the hardest thing is getting judged all the time in your
being. Yeah, yeah, right?
So some... But to me, it was awesome. I loved being on stage.
Right.
And then just showcasing your hard work that you did for so long.
That's right.
When I train my girls now to compete and I get them on stage and I teach them how to pose and how to walk. And I'm like, take your time.
Wow.
Relax. Have these. You've worked so hard. Like, enjoy the stage. I mean,
that's
the nerves
true, right?
get the best
right.
of you. But
I have a couple of friends who have competed in the bikini. What is the full bikini? Mm-hmm. Fitness competitions.
Yes.
I don't want to call it modeling because I know it's fitness. But my favorite part was seeing them transform with the tans.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
You're like, who are you?
It was so great just seeing their before and after. It's so
right.
funny.
Like,
yeah.
Not even
well,
out.
It does. And you know what that does too is it shows all the muscle,
right.
all the definition.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
I like being
yeah.
tanner
yeah.
too, because it shows off
yeah.
you know, any muscle
everything,
definition.
Yeah.
Right?
You're like, yes.
Now, these competitions have to be difficult. There's probably a lot of contestants and stuff, right?
Correct.
Yes. Were you lucky enough or good enough to win any of them?
Yeah.
Really?
I won quite a few. So I won quite a few. And then I won my pro card, which means you have to win the show to get your pro card, which means you can no longer do amateur shows. You can only do professional shows.
Okay.
So now you only compete with
right.
the pros, the other pros, yeah. So, yeah, I won
oh,
a lot
very
of shows.
Cool.
Yeah, a couple different federations, but... Yeah.
Do you still do it? Or
I don't.
Because you
anymore.
Talk about it in past tense.
Yeah, I don't anymore. Once I got my pro card, I
retired. That's it.
My
yeah.
friend does it
I
with
retired.
Her
Achieved.
Mom.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
She does it with her mom. I mean, you guys, I mean, you wouldn't even think like this is a mom. You know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah.
Or this is a
right.
woman who like has had kids or whatever.
Right.
Like they are, I mean, they're hot.
Yeah.
Right? Like right. just beautiful women.
And that's what I tell people. This is what fitness does. It keeps you young. It keeps you vibrant.
It, does, huh?
It keeps you.
Okay, I'm going
so
to start working out.
I'm telling you.
I need to stay young. Yeah. Okay.
Haven't you seen that 80-year-old woman who's like a fitness?
Yes,
she's literally
80
years old and she looks great.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. So, Jeanette Ortega, you wrote the book, The Little Black Book of Fitness.
Yes.
And sounds fascinating. Breakthrough insights from mind, body, and soul warriors. So you've included several people,
yes.
Prominent people in the industry.
Correct.
Tell us what the book's about.
So the book is about, it's about fitness, but it's about fitness of mind, body, and spirit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what...
I've never
owning
seen
a
book
gym
before, so.
In owning a gym and going through, you know, so many different clients and so many different situations, I realized over all these years that people are just so focused on the body that their body may not change. They're not able to drop weight or they're having issues. And it's so much deeper. Fitness is just not the physicality of the body. It's not just working out. You have to get the mindset right.
Right.
So you have to be fit in your mind. You have to be fit in your soul and your spirit. So there's so many emotional issues
it's
that
a
people
holistic
carry.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People carry these emotional issues, and that also creates the body to hold on to weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's teaching people that fitness isn't just working out. Fitness means, okay, now just like we have to work out our muscles, we need to work out the brain.
That's
our
so
mind.
Interesting, because I will say I was, and that's so interesting going back to it, is it does. It is really important, your mind in sync with your body and your whatever else, because I was in an unhealthy relationship a couple years ago, and I was working out like crazy because that was a thing. He would give me a problem about my body, which I'm like, if you see me in person, you're like, what the heck is wrong with this dude, right?
Right.
Because even when I'm my most out of shape, like you wouldn't ever think like this girl needs to get to the gym immediately.
Right.
But I was in the gym more than I am now. I was eating way healthier than I am now, and I can tell you, because my cortisol levels were through the roof. My stress was just so off, and my hormones were so out of imbalance because of what was going on in my external life.
Absolutely.
That it made it so hard for me to get in shape. Like, I did not look anywhere near as healthy as I probably would look now. And that's so interesting. It's so true.
So people really don't understand that. They don't put together the connection, the mind-body connection.
If you are not in your right mind, if you're not mentally well, and it just won't, your results won't be as good as...
Yeah, yeah. So who are some of the people that contributed to the book?
So let my client Be Real from Cypress Hill. He's in the book.
Oh, really?
He wrote a chapter, yeah.
Okay.
It's exciting. I do have Mike Messina. He was the winner of The Biggest Loser on season 13.
Oh, wow.
He's
How
in the
much
book
did
well.
He lose?
I think he lost about 140,
wow.
I think, or more.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a whole person.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. So his story is in there, which is great. I have a couple Marines and international kickboxers that are in there. I have some yogis.
Yeah.
That are in there and tell their story about it, how yoga saved their life.
Wow.
So these stories are so inspirational, and I tell people, it's not like, okay, here's my workout for, you know, this is the workout I'm going to do, blah, blah, squats, right. deadlifts. No, this is like you hear all these stories and their experiences of how fitness saved their life in one way or another.
Wow.
And how
and that's
by
important.
Doing this, it pulls. Because we all go through those valleys. We are all, you know, we all have life, you know.
Challenges.
Shit that life throws at us, right? And so it's like, how am I going to do it? And a lot of times we feel we're alone. Like, we're the only ones going through it. And so this is like, no, you're not. And this person went through this. I have another author who talked about his eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And how he, you know, overcame it. And so it talks about all these experiences we've had, but the victories,
right.
how we've overcome them. And it's so inspirational and motivational. And so when I wanted to do the book, when I was thinking of the whole idea of the book, my dear friend and publisher, Kyle Wilson, we thought about it. I'm like, not only I have a story, we all have a story. But I want, you know, my story may not resonate with everybody.
Right. So
but
you
I
brought
know
different stories.
If I bring in a collaboration too, that people can pick and choose, and or you could see yourself in every story. And
right.
so now we're creating this collaboration. We're creating this team. So all of us, the bigger picture is to get the intention out there of having people be fit in mind, body, and spirit, listening to our stories, and, you know, whichever story will resonate to turn your life around so that you can live your healthiest life.
Right.
You know?
Wow. So. Wow. Very cool. So this book is promising, The Little Black Book of Fitness, written by Jeanette Ortega. Had you written anything before this one?
Yes, this is my third book.
Ah, congratulations. And
it's a bestseller. So were the other two. So this made me a three-time best-selling author, which there is very exciting.
Of course it is. I mean, you put in so much effort and stuff, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Amazon number one bestseller. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's exciting. So, yeah, I did two other books.
When did you publish this one? When did it first come out?
This one? Yeah. It just came out in May.
Oh, okay. So it's new. Yeah. Already bestseller. You see? So do you... So you probably have a certain amount of recognition in the industry. Obviously, if people come to you for all this advice and everything.
Yes,
so. And there's probably, obviously, it's unique because you have taken a holistic look
completely
at the whole body. And I can understand that because if I'm not mentally ready for it, I'm not gonna persist at working out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, it has to be a conscious decision,
right?
Just like anything else that you take on, right? It's a commitment.
It totally is. And so even at the gym, what I've implemented are workshops. So I do mindset workshops, too. So you know, we do these workshops. We'll do 4 to 6 week workshops, and I'll talk about the mindset. You know, what is a champion mindset? How do you get that? What does that mean to you? Like, what's blocking you from getting that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, and so. I've really integrated that with my clients now, not just, I mean, they go to work out, but I also integrate different programs for them to do as well. So we do meditation workshops. We do the mindset workshops. I do a lot of online workshops as well, too. So people aren't in the area and they still want to enjoy and learn more about the workshops and meditation.
Yeah.
I've created a couple of different meditation audios so people can listen to them. So, you know, it really took me completely out of my own thing for me to expand. And so as I was creating this, I'm like, how am I going to bring this back?
Right.
So now it's implementing all of this inside my gym and online as well, because I want to be able to share this platform with everybody worldwide.
So online, how can people find you? Do you have a website and everything? Because you didn't send me one, but
JeanetteOrtega.com.
So okay. Okay. That's easy. Go there and you're going to, I'm sure, well, I haven't brought it up, so I don't know what's on there, but tell us a little bit.
Yeah, so what's on JeanetteOrtega.com is more the online stuff that you'll be able to receive. You can also get the book on there as well.
Awesome.
The online workouts. And then also, I do something what's called Bhutoga. So it's a fusion of boot camp yoga and meditation.
Oh, wow.
So I created
Bhutoga,
that.
Bhutoga, wow, I liked it.
Yeah, thank you. So I created that a few years ago, and so... I'm also doing videos for that as well. So you can go on my website. You can sign up for like the newsletter. I send out audio meditations, all this kind of stuff.
Amazing.
So, yeah.
Cool. And that way you get to share it with the whole world.
Yes.
And if you love books, I definitely recommend this. You could probably read it. Do you have it on Kindle too? Okay. Mm-hmm. Because...
In case
Rachel looks at this is like kryptonite, you know.
What is
she
it?
She can read it on the screen.
I know. Like how those millennials do it. They don't even know what books are.
I know. They actually use molecules and atoms to create something physical when you don't have to. But I mean, but think about it. You know, when it totally makes sense to make books and music and things like that into digital, because think what process it takes from the moment that you finish writing the story or the book, story I mean in the paper and stuff, like if you write newspaper or magazine, right? By the time you're done writing it, it's probably old already and stuff. But still, it has to go through the printing, mm-hmm. binding, mm-hmm. Packaging, mm-hmm. Shipment. Stocking, all this stuff, whereas here, bam, you just put the book on there. So that's why everything is going digital. But I fear for all the bookstores that are disappearing.
Yeah.
And we don't have record stores anymore, you know. So our world has changed.
And all these audiobooks now, too. I'm a big audiobook person.
Yeah,
I love to listen
cool.
as I'm driving.
Yeah.
listen to the audiobooks.
Cool. So you have one too for this one?
Well, no, we have the book in a Kindle. We don't have the audiobook.
Okay. Yeah, you don't need an audiobook for this one. Sit down and read for once, you know? Everybody, what is this?
It's such an easy read, too, because you get into these stories.
Yeah.
So everyone's giving me these awesome testimonials, like, I can't put it down. I'm on already chapter 10.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations on the book, Jeanette.
Thank you very much.
Jeanette Ortega, actually, it is here. JeanetteOrtega.com. Go check it out. There's probably all your contacts for your social media and stuff.
Correct, yes.
You do that as well?
Yes.
We all have to, right, mm-hmm. Rachel? We all have to mm-hmm. do friggin' social media, man.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody go get the book. Jeanette, any other thing we haven't promoted yet? I mean, let's tell people again about your gym.
Yes, it's Extreme Results Fitness. And okay. you can check that online as well, extremeresultsfitness.net.
Okay.
And we are in Northridge, and so we do pretty much everything.
Yeah, there you go. And Northridge is in the valley. And if you live anywhere in the L.A. Area, you should probably, it's not a big deal to get there.
No, and, come check us
and
out.
You'll get to meet Jeanette and work with you. So you work with all your clients directly, or do you have people also working with you?
I also have a team, so I do have some awesome instructors. So
okay,
I teach
cool.
some classes, and they teach a bunch of them, and I have my own personal clients as well. And
oh, nice. So, yeah. Okay, so you see everything you want in fitness, you're going to get from Jeanette. Jeanette, thank you so much for
thank
joining
you
us.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me.
Of course. All the best to you. You're very interesting. A lot of stuff. Very inspiring. I'm actually starting to... At least you got me thinking about working out. Probably take me a couple of years to convince myself. No, but I have to get into this state of mind where I decide, okay, I need to be healthy now.
Yes.
I need to take care of myself. I am getting older, and I need to watch myself, you know?
Yeah,
I really do, and
I tell a lot of my clients, I'm like, especially that have families, I'm like, you know, now it's like you've taken responsibility to be healthy for your kids.
Exactly, you know?
So it filters into every area of your life.
Exactly. I mean, my parents, yeah, my mom is not in shape, and now she's like suddenly in a wheelchair. She doesn't have to be, but what I learned from this is you can't go back and redo this.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do it right before you get too old.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
You got me convinced, Jeanette.
You pay one way or the other.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Thanks, Jeanette. You inspired me.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, Rachel, as always.
Always.
And we'll see you all here tomorrow.
Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.